Now, as for right now, the world's greatest shave is kicking off tomorrow. The big event raises funds into research into blood cancer and services for families affected. The Big Martin Place Shave is kicking off tomorrow morning, 7:30 a.m. And one of my wonderful producers, Jack Schmidt, has signed up. He's with us in the studio now. Morning, Jack.
Morning, Tess. Morning.
So, what made you want to sign up? Why are you going to shave your head?
I guess because I was reading the stats about blood cancers and leukemia. We actually had someone from the Greatest Shave on the show last week. And there's 35 people a day that are diagnosed with blood cancers. And the diagnosis rates are actually going up in Australia, which is really concerning. They think that by 2025, up to 50 people a day will be diagnosed with a form of blood cancer. And I guess just because I think everyone in life has someone that they love that's been affected by kind of a really cruel, indiscriminate disease that just comes along out of the blue. And it was just a great excuse to have a change and get rid of these heavy long locks that I've had for a long time.
And that's it as well. I know radio is not very visual, but you do have quite long hair. Yeah. You've got very luscious locks. How long have you been growing it out?
I went to quite a strict high school, and you were not allowed to have hair touching your ears or your collar. So for all my high school days, I had a very, very neat schoolboy haircut. So after then, it was kind of a rebellion. So it's been close to a decade, really, eight or 9 years of growing out these locks, traveling around the world, being a sweaty backpacker with semi-dreadlocked blonde hair. So it's time for a change, I think. Time to see what my skull looks like.
Find out once again, see if it's still there.
Yeah, I think I've got a few moles underneath that I'll have to warn the barber about. There's nothing worse than when a barber nicks the moles.
Well, yeah. You're going to find out, apparently, whether or not that happens. And so tell us about your fundraising target. Have you reached it?
Yeah. So I got to 500, which was really pleasing. Friends and family have all chipped in. And yeah, so nice little package going to the Leukemia Foundation.
Yeah, congrats. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's really, really great to hit that target.
And so what is actually going to happen to all the hair, do you know? Because every time you go to the hairdressers, there's, you know, the piles of hair on the floor. But this is like that on a huge scale.
Yeah, well, this is one of the really cool things. Being a bit of a greenie, I was concerned about what these, you know, piles of hair will be going. And there's an organization called Sustainable Salons, which will be at Martin Place tomorrow. And basically every ponytail or plait that's longer than 20 centimeters can be donated to make wigs for people who have lost their hair. And the clippings, kind of the stuff that's left over, is being used for this research project into oil booms. So they're using human hair in kind of these human hair sausages. And apparently human hair is really porous. It absorbs oil really well.
Oh.
And it's being used to trial kind of research into how we can mitigate oil spills in the ocean. With human hair.
Visceral image, the human hair sausage. But I hadn't even thought of that, you know. The people who come up with this are amazing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's great. So nothing goes to waste. It'll be great.
So we will have a chat to you tomorrow morning once that you're down
there. Yeah, a live cross from Martin Place. I can't back out now.
Yeah, it's too late. We've said it on air. You're doing it. Can't wait. Thanks so much, Jack.
No worries.
Jack Schmidt, one of my wonderful producers. He's doing the world's greatest shave tomorrow down at Martin Place, having a chat about what's going to go down.